Welcome to the KP Podcast, where we talk about the business of real estate. A podcast about leveraging opportunities, growing your business, and experiencing financial freedom. Here are your hosts, Keith Anderson and Peter Kamboukos.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the KP Podcast. We're coming to you from the Forum. I'm Pete, I'm here with Keith, and we just got done coming off of that Super Bowl. Pretty good game for most of it.
The last 30 seconds sucked.
last 2 minutes.
Yeah, talk about an uneventful finish to that game.
It was a great game, man. Two really good teams going blow for blow, back and forth, just evenly matched the whole way. You got one little ticky-tacky call that ruins the whole thing. You know, just didn't let them play it out. So either way, congrats to the Chiefs, but wish the refs were just
I left feeling unsatisfied, kind of like going to any restaurant that only serves like bite-sized pieces.
Well, we'll try to get you the whole pizza next year.
Yeah, that would be preferred because that was bad.
I mean, just let them play. I don't know. The other stuff, like you saw, like they picked up the fumbles and return, just let it go. Or if they weren't sure it was a catch, just let it go and let it go to replay. Why call that ticky-tacky one? But anyways, let's not get
some serious emotional stages in that game, and it carried throughout. Like there were some different spots that we were in. You know, like there were some high notes, there were some low notes, there was some frustration. Yeah. And I think that ties into what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Is we're actually going to go through a really cool topic today, you guys, on the five stages of starting a business, whether it's a self-employed business, you know, full-on entrepreneur starting a massive company, whatever it is. There are some serious stages to this that affect our mindset, our just emotional state, our well-being, all of it. And those of you guys that have been through the starting stages of a business, you're going to relate to a lot of these things.
Absolutely.
And we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. And for those that haven't or are going through them, know, you know, you're not alone. This is stuff everybody goes through when starting a business. And I think it's good to know, hey, this is what to expect. No, I wasn't the only one that was going through this or feeling that way. And I think that helps out to know, okay, we can get through the other side of this thing, or here's where I'm at with it. So five stages of it. Let's get started and we'll just kind of touch on each one. So the first stage is called the uninformed optimism, or as we sometimes like to refer to it and everyone can relate to, this is the honeymoon phase.
Pete, I love this stage.
this is the fun stage, right? This is the, I got an awesome idea. Yeah. I'm going to start this business. It's going to be amazing. Everyone's going to love it. I'm going to make so much money. It's going to be hugely successful. This is great.
I feel like I have about seven of these a day.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that. At least we got to reel you back in. We're like, listen, we all have a lot of ideas.
But you're uninformed.
But as we go through some of these other stages, you'll see why you maybe want to just focus on one at a time. Because it's like you said, that's the uninformed optimism at this point.
This is definitely the late night drinking, show up, find an idea, and you're about to take over the world starting in the morning. Mm-hmm. Right? Like that night might be one of your best nights. Like you are pumped, you're excited. Yeah. Anyone that comes even near you, you're telling them this idea.
Yeah.
And they look at you like, that could work. That's exciting, you know? Because they're uninformed also. And I think that's the key word here is uninformed optimism, right? Like you're looking at broad strokes looking in. We've all been there. I think this is probably the easiest stage to describe because it's the stage more people often than not get to. Mm-hmm. Because even at this stage, you can still let an idea go.
Yeah, and it's the fun stuff where people can get sidetracked here easily is dealing with the fun stuff and not actually getting into, you know, the actual meat of it. And what I mean by fun stuff, it's like, oh, I got to set up the website. I'm going to get these business cards. I want to design my logo. Like, you know, it's like all of the new shiny objects, the new fun things that are just the beginning, but you haven't really gotten into the meat of anything yet. You're still in that super cool, this is fun, awesome stage.
So I have an analogy that we're going to use throughout this thing today. Okay. And I want to see if anybody can relate. Have you ever done a puzzle before in your entire life?
A puzzle, yes.
Like, no, yes. Not your kids' 20-piece crap puzzles, okay? Those don't count. Keith, I'm talking.
Most of us have done a puzzle.
No, yes. I'm talking 1,000-piece plus.
Oh, I don't know that I've ever done.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know that I've ever done a 1,000-piece
puzzle. A 1,000-piece puzzle.
I don't think I have the patience for a 1,000-piece puzzle.
And some would say they don't have the patience for starting a business, right? So here, we're going to go into this, okay? This is key. Starting a business is not a 25 to 500-piece puzzle. It's not. That's too easy. If you can get the puzzle done in a couple hours, we're not there, right? That 1,000-piece puzzle, when you grab that big giant box off the shelf and you're like, this is going to be fun. This looks cool. It's a cool picture. I got some time to kill. I'm in a cabin out in the woods. Like, this is awesome. This sounds exciting. That's that uninformed pessimism, right? Uninformed optimism, mm-hmm. right? And that's looking at this puzzle like, this isn't bad. It's only 1,000 pieces. It's only 1,500 pieces until you open up that box.
And I would say, though, you can do the 500-piece puzzle, Keith. It doesn't have to be a 1,500-piece puzzle.
Yeah, but that, let's be honest. These ideas that we come up with, they're not 500-piece ideas.
I get it. Elon Musk is not starting a business as a 500-piece
puzzle. No, he's got a 500,000-piece puzzle.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got a 10,000, 100,000-piece puzzle. But that's a change-the-world puzzle.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You can also have a 500-piece puzzle.
Okay.
You know, a nice little single person, you know, neighborhood deal. You could do that. I mean, I agree. You and I, that's not necessarily something maybe that we're into, but there's people out there where that's cool. Like they're totally into that and that's what they want to do. And I think that's all right.
So we're going to relate back to this puzzle concept because there are some striking resemblances to the emotional state of when you unpackage a puzzle to our concept. So let's get to number two. So number one, just a reminder, it was uninformed optimism. Okay. This is not knowing what you're about to get into, but you're excited because the idea sounds amazing.
It's going to be awesome.
Stage number two. Informed, right? Informed pessimism. This is kind of like a weird opposite, right? Like this is the point where you're starting to gather some of the details. You're like, okay, maybe this was a little more to chew than I thought of.
So is this, to go with your puzzle, I went from in stage one looking at the front of the box and going, that's a super cool picture of the Grand Tetons.
Yeah.
And this is going to be awesome putting this thing together. To now I open the box and I'm like, holy crap, there is a lot of pieces in here.
Yeah. And I think it's even beyond that. It's holy crap, these pieces are very small. I think that's a very common one.
And a bunch of these look the same.
Right. So we're in an informed pessimism now. We're looking at like, okay, I like the Tetons. I'm gonna keep pushing through, but these pieces are looking a little tough.
Yeah, and so you'll also hear people talk about this is where you start to hit roadblocks.
Yeah.
So we went from the honeymoon phase where everything's cool and we're doing the new shiny objects and we're having fun and all of this, and now you start hitting roadblocks. Okay, well, now I have competition. Okay, well, I put some stuff out there and I'm not getting clients right away. My marketing's not working. How do I do this? Apparently, I got to pay taxes or something. I don't know. I got to figure this out now.
You got to change your LLC corporation because it doesn't fit.
Right. Well, so now you start hitting these roadblocks of things you've got to figure out. And just like you said, so this is why stage two is that informed pessimism of, wait a minute, this was going to be really easy and really fun, and now I'm hitting these roadblocks and I've got to do these more tedious tasks that I really don't want to do and are setting me back.
And I think it's important here to understand that at this stage in your business, you haven't really invested everything in yet. Like you're not full in. Like you're still going through that like process of figuring stuff out, trying to get comfortable with your idea. It's fairly new still, right? Technically, your first stage, that stage one, it might only last a couple days, a couple weeks at times, depending on the idea. Now, if it's a full-fledged big thing, might last a month. But in reality, that idea stage is a couple days. It's very quick. You get into the informed pessimism right after that, right? You'll know. You'll feel it. It'll be the first day where you go home like, oh, am I sure I want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, still want to keep pushing on?
Or I was going to say, if we relate it to new realtors, a lot of times you're coming in and you go, oh, this is harder than I thought.
Oh, I got to make calls?
Yeah. It goes from, if we take the uninformed optimism phases, I got my license. This is going to be awesome. I love to show houses. To number two, it's, wait, I have no one to show houses to.
I got to make calls.
I got to make calls. I have to get clients.
Yep.
I have to figure this out. How do I write this contract?
Yeah. And it happens. This is where, like I said, this stage is your like kind of point of no return stage that you'll start to feel in your business of like, I could put the puzzle back right now. I haven't taken the pieces out really yet. Like I've kind of looking at them. You're shaking the box around. You're seeing if any of those pieces are already connected, hoping to get a little bit of a bump. But
where are the corners?
Yeah. And so you're there right now, right? And like, but most of the time, I would say someone that's really encouraged by starting a business, they got a lot of ambition, they're going to kind of plow right through this, right? They're going to go through and they'll be like, you know what? Screw it. I believe in it. I love it. Let's keep moving. Mm-hmm. And you're going to start to figure out some of these roadblocks. You're going to repair some of the mistakes. You're going to make adjustments. You're adapting. You're overcoming. You're like, okay, this sucks, but I'm going to push through.
Yep. And then we get in to stage three.
Oh, my. What a fun stage stage three is.
With quite possibly the best name of the five stages.
Pete, tell me what stage three is.
The Valley of Despair.
The Valley of Despair.
Yes.
This sounds like it is a miserable outcome of starting a business. Like, don't do it, guys. Don't do it.
This is the part. Let's just put it this way. This is the hardest part, okay? Because to use your puzzle analogy, you went from looking at the picture going, oh, that looks awesome, I could do that, to opening up the box to, oh my God, there's a lot of pieces and they're really tiny. So now you've dumped them all out on the table. Okay. And they're all out there. So they're out of the box now. And you're kind of trying to sort through them.
You're trying to flip them over now to like see the colors on them because they're half flipped over. There's a lot.
And you're like, oh my God, what was I thinking? Okay. This is often in the business part. This is rock bottom where you get that. What was I thinking? I don't know if I could do this. This is super hard. This is not what I thought it was going to be. I didn't sign up for this. That's the Valley of Despair.
Right? And you're invested now, right? Like you've made the conscious efforts. You've spent the money on the marketing. You've bought your signs. You've invested in your lockboxes. You hired a coach. You're on a team. You're in it.
And that's a big part of it, right? Because now you're like, I've sunk money into this. I've sunk time into this. I've told people this is what I'm doing, and I'm not having any success right now.
I can't quit now. This is like after you make it through the first like week of working out, you know, like you're in and like people are keeping you accountable. You committed to post your workouts every day on social media. And
be a little longer than a couple weeks, maybe.
Well, like, hey, you know, but whatever, like you're in that zone of like, I'm not seeing tangible progress at all. Like I'm in the weeds every day. Mm-hmm. This sucks. But you have to stay consistent.
Yeah. And to put it again, if we're talking, you know, just to use realtors, we talk about, you know, the optimism at the beginning, then you've got the informed pessimism. Now you're in the Valley of Despair. And to put kind of that time frame for, and every business is different, but if we're talking about realtors, this right here is what I would say those first three stages are like the first 6 months. You've come in the first couple of weeks, you're all jazzed. Then after that, you start hitting some roadblocks, you know, for, you know, the next month or two or whatever. And then the next couple of months, this is where we lose a lot of people in the business, just industry wide. You'll see, and this is maybe something to touch on right now. Let's take a slight tangent, but what do we say? Where do we see that cutoff point? 6 months. We see it at 6 months is where we will see people either turn a corner or give up.
Yeah, well, they get discouraged, right? Like you're doing Legion. Let's say you're active and you are making the calls. You're doing the open houses. You're working on all the training. You still don't have that client yet. And you're like, what the heck? I'm putting in all this time, all this effort, but no money. And so us that are experienced and have been through this and been through that Valley of Despair, we're like, no. You're almost there.
You're almost there.
Just keep going. Stay in it.
Right.
Because it will work.
Because the last part of this Valley of Despair that's important to realize that leads us to that next stage is this is where the fundamental change happens. When you're in that Valley of Despair, you've got one of two choices to make. You know, what's it called? When you're going through hell, you keep going because you want to get out the other side.
Yep.
And so this is where that fundamental change happens. This is where people either give up or they start to make those changes. They start to realize what they have to do to make it out that other side. And this is where people often diverge, either down a good path or down a sideways path, because the next stage is when you start to come out of this thing.
Yeah. And so what's key is I'm going to give you a really big hint to get through the Valley of Despair, guys. Because if you look at that puzzle on that board with all those pieces scattered and you're trying to figure it all out at once, you will not make it through. You're looking at too big of a project. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. To make it through the valley of despair, you have to focus on one key task at a time and work through slowly but surely, making little baby steps of progress towards that next stage. This, in the realm of the puzzle analogy, is find the corners, find the side pieces, start somewhere. And that is the easier of the places to start kind of chugging along, trying to put it together, trying to feel like, I know this sucks and it's hard to find a piece amongst a thousand other pieces, but like we're trying to make this work slowly but surely. And so what I would say is we're going to get to this next stage now, stage four. And this is that next stage of, can I do this? Like, right, get through. And it's called informed optimism, right? We have now gotten to a place where we have enough knowledge about this situation. We've been knowledgeable throughout the whole valley of despair, right? But we're starting to see a glimmer of hope.
Yep.
The puzzle piece side pieces are finished. I got a border.
Right.
And there is hope here. Like, there's a chance. I could maybe keep doing this. I've got my first check type feeling.
I'm getting exactly like you said. I've built the border, guys. Okay, we're making some progress. I'm learning how to do this. We're putting a plan in there. And that comes from going through the first three stages where, you know, you got all happy at the beginning, then you started to hit these roadblocks, then you got down. Well, by continuing and persevering through this and gaining that knowledge, this is where you start to figure things out, learn things, and start to gain confidence to go, yes, I can do this. And I'm starting to see, like Keith was saying, those small wins.
Yeah.
I'm starting to put the edges of this puzzle together. I'm starting to get this border. I've got something in place and I've got something to build on, right? This is where you're laying some legitimate foundation and you're starting to build small building blocks coming out of the other side of that valley of despair.
And I think it's cool to see that that doesn't mean you're not going to continue to have roadblocks. Absolutely will. The difference now is you're going to see roadblocks you've already seen before, and now you have the knowledge and the strength to fight through those much quicker, which gives you that optimism of like, oh, I've already seen this roadblock before. I can take care of this. Or you know what? This was a hurdle before when it was my first time, but now it's like my third or fourth. Like, I feel better now. Like, I can do this on a regular basis.
I'm figuring out how to handle these situations. Yes. And I think the difference is, if you think about it, if you've got the first two, kind of the trend was down, you know, you're going down into the valley of despair. You're at the bottom. And now the informed optimism is the trend is now
I up. See the light at the end of the tunnel.
Correct. So even as you're going through the up and down, the general trend is starting to head up and into the right direction at this point.
Yeah. Another fun analogy that I always think about is, like, if you ever got out of bed and it's pitch black and you need to find the light in the middle of the night, right? When you make it to the middle of the room, that is the darkest point. Like, you could step or hit anything and you're toast.
Step
and
it hurts. Lego.
The Legos, the kids. Now that I have the kids at the house, there's toys everywhere.
Or I'll tell you the one that creeps me out all the time is there's a doll or something that talks or makes noise that I don't know, and I walk by it or tap it and something jump. Talks to me in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, and it's true, because, like, when you're laying in bed, you know what? That's the uninformed optimism. Like, oh, I can make it to the light. There, I have no problem at all. Yeah, like, I could get there.
I can see. It's good. I know it's over here.
I'm sitting down. It's perfect. Yeah. You get up, you're starting to realize this room's darker than you thought. You make it halfway. You step on a Lego. You scream. That's your valley of despair. But as you get closer to the next wall, it starts to, like, you start to see what it looks like, and you start to see, I can do this, I can get there. And, like, I have seen so many agents make it through this to this stage, and this is where their excitement starts to come back. Money is obtainable. Mm-hmm. This is a valuable career. Like, I can do this. Right?
Yeah. And I think it's important, like we said, for agents especially and team leaders, as you're starting your team, you're going through these, anybody starting any business.
Yep.
But I think for agents, especially if you're listening to this, to know kind of those parameters on those time frames. So there are people that go through these much quicker. You know, they might go through this in 2 or 3 months, but on average, and some people take longer, but on average, you know, it's about that 6 month mark where you start coming out the other side, because now, like we said, you've gone through that. And some people do it all in 3 months or two or three months or whatever. But on average, this is when we start to see agents separate themselves from the ones that are going to make it to the ones that are not. And it's, you know, did they persevere through that and start figuring things out and get out the other side? Because now You've got fewer people in any business, right? Fewer people coming with you out the other side. You're now gaining that knowledge and that confidence, and now you can keep going in there. And that will lead us
to the final stage. Stage five is, thank God we got here, success and fulfillment, guys. Yeah. Like this is a great stage. This is what makes entrepreneurship everything, right? It's when you finally say, oh, this is what water tastes like again. Like I made it, right? I've walked through that desert. I found my journey and I've accomplished something. And you feel good about it. Like that's where your confidence comes into play. You're strengthened as an individual. Your character is stronger. You can now handle more. Like you grow as a human being when you get to that success and fulfillment stage, way beyond just your own business. And I think it's important because it's the stage that we all desire from uninformed optimism. Granted, it does not mean that this thing is finished.
Mm-hmm.
It just means you made it far enough to realize it was worth it. I think that's the difference.
Yeah, and that you can now run a business, a successful and profitable business. Like you said, you're still going to get roadblocks and you're still going to have issues and it's still not going to be perfectly smooth. But now you're at the thing where you've got, hey, I've got systems in place. I've got processes here. I've got people helping me. I can handle these things. As we have these setbacks, it's not back in the valley of despair. It's just setbacks. You know, it's three steps forward, one step back sometimes, but you know, you're running a business now. You're a successful business owner at this point, right? And so this is where, you know, some of that fulfillment and gratitude comes in and where you can start helping other people in your business or in the community and coming around you. And so now you're really, this is where you're off and running and, mm-hmm. and you're, like I said, you're a successful business owner at this point, right?
I think it's also key here to think of this whole process, right? Like going back to the puzzle, like this is where you're starting to see it come together. Like it's finishing up. Like mm-hmm. you realize like, oh, we're here. We made it. I can see the whole image. I got a few pieces left, but we're in play. We're going to finish this thing and the fulfillment is going to be hanging it on the wall if that's what you do with your puzzles. But you know, that's the exciting part, right? The key here about it all that I think I want to tie in, you don't have to start a business alone. No one said that a business by yourself is more valuable, right? Mm-hmm. It didn't necessarily say it makes you more money. All that does is potentially fuel your pride just that much further. I'll be 100% honest, right? And some of the best businesses out there and companies, they were partnerships, they were growth. They had other people that they brought with them. They had staff, they had help, right? You do not have to do this thing alone. And it's an encouragement when you're starting a real estate business. It's the same thought of join a team, join a system, join somebody that's already done before. Have someone help on that puzzle with you. Like you don't have to do that puzzle alone. Have someone that's already built that same puzzle 12 times help work it. He's like, I don't know. I got this corner. I've already figured this stuff out long ago, right? Like don't do it alone. And what you do is you take that timeline of these emotional stages and you shrink it down massively. That timeline goes from 6 months, 7 months, 8 months down to maybe 3 months.
Right.
I would be 100% on board for having less valley of despair in my life.
Yeah. And the other part, and that's a perfect analogy. Like you said, get somebody that's already done this puzzle 100 times. Like they're going to be able to help you. The other part to remember, what we always say is things are constantly changing as well. But the difference is if we're using that puzzle analogy is if I've got somebody that builds a puzzle every single day, and they've been doing that for the last 10 years. And now you go, oh, well, we're going to bring a new puzzle in. They're going to be able to do that puzzle 100 times faster than anyone else because they've been making puzzles every day for the last 10 years. So even though this is a different puzzle, a new one that maybe no one's done before, it's a brand new puzzle, just came out. But I've been doing puzzles every day for the last 10 years.
They have all the techniques.
I know how to do them. I know where to start. I'm not going to get down and go through that despair again. You're going to go, okay, we've done this 1,000 times already. We know what the process is. Let's do it again.
And it's a piece of the accountability as well. They'll know when you're in that valley and say, hey, keep going. You're almost there. Yeah. You're right there, right? And that's part of it. So encouragement with this is really important, guys. Don't struggle in the dark alone. So even if you are starting a business, let's say it's unrelated to real estate, have someone, a coach, someone to keep you accountable, someone to help push you through, have some advice or counseling from someone that's done something similar. Whatever it takes, don't start or build something by yourself because you think you have to, because you don't. The blueprints are usually always already out there.
Yeah. Right? As the old saying goes, don't reinvent the wheel. It's super frustrating. There's been people building wheels for thousands of years. Get the blueprints and somebody that's already built a whole bunch to help you out. Save yourself all that time, aggravation, money, stress, on and on and on. There's no reason for that.
So let's recap just what we went through today so that you guys got the full picture. You got uninformed optimism. That's stage one. Stage two, informed pessimism. Stage three, our favorite, the valley of despair. Stage four, informed optimism. And then lastly, stage five, success and fulfillment. So hopefully you guys all got a ton out of today. Mm-hmm. See where you're at in your business. See where you're at in your train of where this thing is heading. And feel comfortable knowing what's coming next and knowing what you're going to have to go to and push through. I think that's really valuable and important. Don't get discouraged if you're in a box. It helps knowing what the next box is.
Right.
And knowing what you're going through.
It'll never last. Whatever stage you're in, you're not going to be there forever. Realize that this too will change as long as you persevere and stick with it.
This too will pass.
Awesome,
guys. Thanks for viewing us today. We'd love to continue to share you guys, come with you guys, and really show you a ton of these key steps to growing your business, building your business in the business of real estate. And we will see you guys in a couple weeks.
See you guys.